This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $20 billion seems to be the ballpark figure for the damage that Sandy leaves behind. As always, the early numbers are subject to change, but you never do really hear them being changed lower, do you? Half or less of the $20 billion will be covered by insurance policies. Companies, governments, and you and me are on the hook for the rest of it. From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Sandy may end up one of America's five costliest storms, though the runaway winner, Katrina, carried a price tag worth of $100 billion, at least double this disaster. A big wallop this time is business interruption, buying, selling, shipping, and manufacturing that didn't happen. I Skyped IHS Global Insight economist Greg Daco. His phone line is out in Boston. He's bummed that Sandy came on a business day.
Hence, its impact is very likely to be much more severe than that of Hurricane Irene, which had a similar trajectory in 2011, but hit us on a Sunday.
Big companies insure against disruptions, not small ones, or hourly workers. Chuck Watson is with the hazard research firm Kinetic Analysis.
If they're not working, they're not getting paid. They may make some of it back in overtime, but for the most part, that's just lost wages for them. You throw in maybe some child care because school's out, and you've got a lot of stress on people that are just getting by and on your medium and small businesses.
Also on the hook, governments. They own the subways, roads, bridges, and street signs that need fixing.
Local officials are faced with a real dilemma. Do you raise taxes? Maybe that pothole in front of the high school doesn't get filled in for an extra month or two, or maybe there's a program that you don't expand.
As for homeowners, insurance covers wind damage, but not flood coverage. If they have it, Washington picks up most of that tab. Watson thinks private insurers will get more and more out of catastrophes in general. So, a piece of the rock will be a smaller piece of the pie when it comes to disasters. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.